Flashback 2005. Zinc, Simply Appealing. Written by then-editor Jim Austin, this article was originally published in the April 2005 edition of Metal Roofing magazine. Zinc has a rich history in construction, having been used as a building material in Europe since the 1700s. Its use as roofing dates back to the early 1800s when it was first rolled as sheets. Zinc roofing in Europe is big, growing to an industry that installs 250,000 tons per year. And while its use in the United States is still catching on, it is growing. There are basically two reasons zinc is being used as a roofing material. One is its long-term durability and resistance to corrosion. The other is its appearance. Zinc offers resistance to corrosion, low-maintenance durability, and recyclability. In fact, for more than 100 years, zinc has been used to coat and galvanize steel roofing. Thin layers of zinc are able to protect steel for dozens of years. As a roofing material, zinc can last more than 100 years, and as a facade, it can last up to 300 years. More and more, architects are choosing zinc. They appreciate the durability and versatility. The beauty of zinc is that it can be used for modern projects, projects that are cutting edge, as well as traditional projects, say 100-year-old churches, says Lisa Coliani, marketing manager for RheinZinc America. The same system can be applied to different buildings and look completely different. It can look modern or traditional. In that sense, it's like a chameleon. It adapts to any situation. RheinZinc America and VM Zinc, a subsidiary of Umicore Building Products, are the two largest zinc roofing manufacturers in North America. Both have roots in Europe, as well as an understanding that it's architects who drive the use of zinc. You'll have an occasional client who will ask for it specifically, but 99% of it comes from architects, says Jonathan Lowy, technical marketing manager at VM Zinc. Lowy says 10 years ago, the use of zinc roofing in the United States was very limited. During the last 5 years, zinc has appeared on prestigious projects around the country, always with clients after a different look. Now, I'd say there are zinc roofing projects in every state of the union, some with dozens, Lowy says. And it's not regionally popular. It's becoming popular everywhere. RheinZinc's success has been in roofing for institutional and educational facilities. That's where they're thinking long-term and low-maintenance, says RheinZinc president Amir Masizadeh. And it's aesthetically very pleasing for high schools, colleges, or universities. Masizadeh believes the introduction of zinc in North America as a roofing material for institutional and educational buildings has had a ripple effect in the industry. More and more zinc is being used in residential and commercial applications. Zinc history. Rolled sheet zinc appeared in the United States in 1816 as roofing in New York and as downspouts and gutters in Baltimore. Though more than 70 houses in New York had zinc roofs by 1837, it was out of favor by 1840. The popularity of the material was cyclical in ensuing decades, never matching iron and steel with their various coatings. Source: From Asbestos to Zinc, Roofing for Historic Buildings, National Park Service. Jim Dahlman, a VM Zinc representative and owner of Rocky Mountain Architectural Metals and the installation company Pacific Sheet Metal Inc., says one of the first zinc roofing installations his company was a part of was on a Colorado residence for a homeowner with a European background, Czechoslovakia-born tennis great Martina Navratilova. Architects saw that and had to have it, Dahlman says. Not long after that, Umicore moved into North America, and it's going crazy now. Dahlman annually installs about 6 residential zinc roofs in western Colorado. His company uses an underlayment from Grace Construction Products, Ultra, with roof shield by Proctor as a separation sheet. He says almost all of the zinc he installs is for homes, including a current $400,000 project, which also features some wall cladding. Dahlman's company installs all sorts of metal roofing, including copper and titanium, as well as the more common aluminum and steel. I enjoy working with the specialty metals because it takes a little care and knowledge, he says. Although zinc may never be the dominant player in residential roofing, it has been able to catch the eye of those who desire a unique look. Lowy says it's the more subtle look of zinc that appeals to architects. Call it unique or call it subtle, but zinc is finding its place in North America. Working with zinc, because zinc is a softer metal than painted steel or aluminum, it requires more of a craftsman's touch. Zinc, in coil or sheet form, must be stored in a dry environment where it will not be exposed to rain or humid conditions. It has to be handled with care. Avoid contact with greasy hands and make sure all tools and roll-forming equipment are cleaned before coming in contact with zinc. The corrosion of zinc increases when it comes in contact with some metals, especially copper and non-galvanized steel. Basically, you have to be a little bit more gentle with zinc, Masizada says. Like copper, another soft metal, zinc is easy to fold, solder, profile, and cut. Lowy says VM Zinc insists contractors pay special attention to details, ensuring a watertight product. Details are important, he says. A zinc roof will last a long time, so what's the point of having lousy details that will leak? But that's not just a zinc issue. Both RheinZinc and VM Zinc offer extensive training for contractors interested in working with zinc. See sidebar. It's not rocket science, but there are some things to be aware of. You have to be careful, Dahlman says. It's easy to install if you've been trained. The inherent softness of zinc and its ductility allows it to be shaped into almost any form. Masizada says RheinZinc's basic product line is 6 to 8 different styles, but all can be roll-formed, bent, or shaped into an endless array of profiles. Zinc can respond to an architect's every whim. There is no limit to what you can do, Masizada says. In interior applications, it's used as art. Because zinc is a soft metal, it can't span between purlins. It needs a continuous substrate because it lacks sufficient tensile strength. Still, zinc is a metal that likes to have air around it, Lowy says. If you put zinc on a permanently damp substrate, you'll get backside corrosion. For that reason, ventilation considerations are important. Inadequate attic and rafter ventilation can result in excess heat buildup in the summer, as well as water vapor condensation and mold, which damage roofing and roof structures. Umicore manufactures VM Zinc Plus to combat this problem. VM Zinc Plus, introduced by Umicore about 15 years ago, contains a protective barrier on its underside. RheinZinc also offers coated material to protect against corrosion caused by unvented moisture. Other methods of fighting against backside corrosion include using a compatible substrate or a separating membrane, which allows air to circulate. All metals become more brittle when cold. If the temperature of zinc is not at least 45 degrees when it's installed, it may be subject to brittle fracturing. It's important to note that this is the temperature of the material itself, not the air temperature of the site. Temperature may influence how a craftsman works with the material, but once installed, zinc is as comfortable at high altitudes in extreme cold as it is in hot desert or wet maritime environments, Coliani says. According to Masizada, the lower the temperature gets, the more rigid zinc becomes. To avoid these problems, it is strongly suggested the metal be preheated, preferably to more than 50 degrees, for bending or forming. If the zinc is stored in a warm place, it may stay warm long enough to work with. A bright sunny day may provide enough warmth to heat the panels, even if the air temperature is below 40 degrees. When working in cold conditions, we recommend our contractors do as much shop fabrication as possible, Masizada says. Like any material, zinc contracts and expands, so for every 10 feet of zinc, installers should allow for 1/2 to 3/8 inches of movement. Zinc expands more than copper, and about the same as or less than aluminum. Panels are fastened with a fixed clip at the ridge and two-piece sliding clips. In 1992, RheinZinc was the first to introduce zinc to the marketplace in the United States and Canada. Masizada says RheinZinc could triple its sales if it wanted to, but instead has cautiously increased its market share to ensure proper installation techniques are being adhered to. Masizada believes if the company overextended itself, it could lead to less than acceptable craftsmanship, which is destructive to the industry. Friends with the environment. Because architects were among the first to embrace environmentally friendly products, and many contractors have followed suit, it's important to note zinc is environmentally sound. In fact, it exists naturally in the air, water, and soil. Zinc requires less energy to refine than aluminum, copper, or stainless steel, according to Umicore. VM Zinc and Rhein Zinc roofing materials are all natural and have no paint or coatings to wear off and adversely affect surrounding materials. According to Rhein Zinc's website, energy consumption for zinc extraction and processing is extremely low. Emissions during smelting and processing are kept to a minimum by using state-of-the-art production equipment. The high value of scrap metal and problem-free re-smelting of the metal provide economic reasons for recycling as well. The recycling rate of zinc is more than 90%. The Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors National Association agree about zinc's environmental benefits. According to the SMACNA, Architectural Metals website, architects are specifying zinc out of environmental concerns. Zinc is available globally in large quantities. Finished goods have a low primary energy content. The material is UV and temperature resistant and non-combustible. In addition, it is easily recycled, consuming as little as 5% of its primary energy content. All that, and it looks good too. Metal Roofing Magazine was born as a supplement to Rural Builder Magazine in 1999. A few more supplements were published in 2000. In 2001, it was elevated to a standalone magazine, and today it is over 20 years old. If you have a metal roofing project on an historic building, we'd love to see it and share it with our readers. Contact Karen Knapstein, karen@shieldwallmedia.com, forwarding all the information you have about the materials used, challenges faced, and a few high-resolution photos. In the meantime, enjoy a bit of metal roofing history.